fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing.
It is Sunday, June 13th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. So, full disclosure, we are recording this, like I do every weekend, on Friday. So, E3, by now, is about halfway through. However, unfortunately, I am recording this before E3, and we actually got some very interesting news out of the Xbox side of things. While Sony is clearly content on having the PlayStation pretty much behave as a traditional console, except being even less backwards compatible than previous generations of PlayStations, they're content being traditionalists, which, in fairness, isn't exactly a terrible thing. The Xbox, however, is definitely thinking in a much, much more future-proofing method. In fact, confirming quite a few rumors we heard in the past. The Xbox Game Pass Ultimate is going to contain, according to Microsoft, access to the xCloud service, which then means that any device that is capable of receiving the Xbox signal can be used as a cloud gaming device, including having the feature built directly into smart TVs completely. You want to talk about the next generation of cloud gaming? This is pretty much it right here. Just have it built into the TV. All you need is just have that Game Pass that has access to pretty much every game and their mother right in. And also, you know, while you're at it, just game directly on the TV, because why the heck not? And if your TV doesn't have it, well, the rumors of there being an xCloud stick are also confirmed, which then just brings up the next big elephant in the room. The big elephant in the room that has been present every single time the word cloud gaming has been brought up. How is it going to look when the signal is transferred over the air and then compressed and brought to you? And what is the latency going to look like? Is this going to be what the future is for the casual gamer? Or is it going to be how all gaming is done? Or is it just not going to even be acceptable for casual gamers? I am willing to bet that the xCloud will be fine for the casual gamers, but for those of us who compete on either a professional level or go ahead and stream content for a living or even for fun, we'll still go ahead and opt for the physical Xbox and have everything local for the highest possible quality. But hey, it wouldn't be the first time I've been wrong about something that seemed far-fetched. I'm looking at you, cryptocurrency. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.